My good friend Menachem Holder from Oak Park asks, when Chazal make a statement concerning science, are we to take it as a portrayal of the best scientific knowledge of the time, or do we accept like any other part of the Torah? Okay, the truth is that both are true, and really it's a difference of opinion amongst Meforshei Hashkofa. The Rambam seems to say that the scientific things in the Gemara don't have a din of Torah per se, but reflect the Chachamim's understanding of science of their time, and therefore we find that they themselves admit sometimes that they were mistaken. Others say that what Chazal put into the Gemara was not merely scientific knowledge, but represented deep secrets of the Torah which were clothed in this scientific knowledge. And in that respect, it's Torah. Whether the knowledge itself, the facts themselves, are correct or not is a side thing. But the message that is being conveyed from them is Torah itself. And there even is an opinion that since the Chachamim saw nature through Torah directly, in the eyes of God, and not because of observation, they were absolutely right in everything they observed when it came to scientific facts, and even if they seem to be contradicted by observation, that doesn't mean that somehow intrinsically, absolutely, what Chazal said is right. It could be that we don't understand it properly, or we observe things the way they really aren't in the absolute sense. So in any case, lemaisa, a person should realize that if it was put into the Gemara, it's Torah, and there is a reason why it's there, and maybe the reason is way beyond our comprehension, whereas the facts themselves, one should take Chazal at their face value, well, understanding that there are opinions that what's reflected in the scientific ideas themselves may be different in the way that we see them, observe them, or whatever, or in fact may be different than this part of what Chazal are conveying.